Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Psachim Kuvches. We are on Kuvches Amud Aleph, five lines from the top of the Amud, says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes Hava Yosef Betanisa. Rav Sheshes would actually fast Kol Mali Yomi de Pischa, the entire Erev Pesach. So every Erev Pesach we'd fast the entire day. Now we actually learned yesterday, based on the Ani Mishnah, which said that on Erev Pesach, Samacha Mincha, a person should not sit down to eat. And we had two options regarding the interpretation of Samacha Mincha. Option was, Mincha here is in reference to Mincha Gedoila, meaning 12:30 in the afternoon, begins Mincha Gedoila, Samacha Mincha is 12 o'clock, and the concern was that by sitting down to have a meal, perhaps it would interfere with the Asiyah of Karban Pesach, which he might overlook. And therefore, a person should not engage in Achila at that point. The Gemara actually concluded that the correct pshat is Samacha Mincha Ketana, which is 3:30, Samacha Mincha is 3 o'clock, and the concern is on account of appetite. It shouldn't interfere with the appetite of the Achilas Matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and is more mahudar when one has a desire to have that matzah. That was the conclusion of the Gemara yesterday. Now we learned that Rav Sheshes would actually engage in Tanis. He would fast Kol Mal Yoma de Pischa, the entire Erev Pesach. Now Tosis learns that Lav Davka was an official Tanis. He was just careful not to eat. Or, Inami says Tosis, he actually accepted upon himself, he committed himself to fast. This way, he would remember that he's not meant to eat. So either way, he refrained the entire day. How are we going to explain that? Says the Gemara, Neimah Kosavar of Sheshes, perhaps, of Sheshes holds, that the correct pshat in the Mishnah, Lo Yoichel Adam Samacha Mincha, means Samacha Mincha Gedoila Ketanan. It's in reference to the Mincha Gedoila, Umisham Pischa, for concern that it might interfere with the Karban Pesach, Umisham Pischa Hu, Dilma Mimshech Va'asi Limnui Mila Mevad Pischa Hu. Perhaps the meal will get drawn out and will interfere with the Karban Pesach, he might miss the opportunity to bring the Karban Pesach. If that's the case, why does he stop? Why do you have to stop eating in the morning? Explains the Gemara, V'sava lo ki ha do amar Rabbi Yosha amar b'lezer. Rabbi Yosha tells us the name of b'lezer, that there is a shita that Karban Pesach can be brought all the way from the morning. Don't have to wait till afternoon. Machshir hoye ben b'seira. Ben b'seira would be machshir b'pesach sheshchotei shachris parba asa l'shmoy. He would be machshir Karban Pesach, which was brought in the morning of Erev Pesach, if it was l'shem Pesach. U'mitzafro z'man pischuhu. In which case, from morning on, is already Zman Pesach. Dekuli yoyma chazi l'pischa. Because the entire Pesach is suitable for Karban Pesach, the Savar. Because he holds, although the Pasuk says that Karban Pesach is meant to be brought bein ha'arbaim, which we interpret as meaning, Rashi Chomish explains this, bein ha'arbaim, Erev is darkness, between the two darknesses. Chatzos begins the initial phase of darkness. It begins shadowing a bit. That's one Erev. And actual nighttime is the second Erev. Bein Arbaim means an afternoon. That's the way we learn. According to Ben Beseira, he holds the Savar Bein Arbaim means between yesterday's darkness and tonight's darkness. Bein Erev de Esmoil, Le Erev de Idna. So you can bring the Pesach starting from this morning, at the conclusion of yesterday's darkness, you can bring it throughout the entire day until tonight. So perhaps that's the pshat of Sheshes. He holds refraining from Achila is related to Havas Karban Pesach. It shouldn't interfere with the process. He shouldn't get carried away with his meal and overlook the Havoah of the Karban Pesach. And the Zman of Pesach begins way back in the morning. And that's why he was moineya from eating the entire day. Now, of course, although in his time, Rav Sheshes's time, there was no Karban Pesach brought, it was after the Churban, explains the Rashbam. Since the Gzeir was already enacted, he maintained that halacha. So is that the pshat of Sheshes? Now, we have lots of givens here. A lot of elements need to be presented to form the basis of Rav Sheshes Shita. You can read the Pesach the entire day, and the concern of eating is because of the Korban Pesach. Is that correct? Says the Gemara, loy amri loy, not necessarily. Shani Rav Sheshes the istinis hava. No. Perhaps Rav Sheshes was in line with our pshat in Samach HaMincha, as we concluded yesterday. There's a concern about appetite. Samach HaMincha means in the afternoon. Why then was he refraining from morning on? Because Rav Sheshes was oversensitive. It was an istinis, the istinis hava. If he would even taste something in the morning, it already would detract from his appetite. L'urta, that night, lo yava mahani le'michla. Food wouldn't be as attractive to him, wouldn't be as desirable to him, and he wanted to eat the matzah l'te'ava, the full desire, with full geshmak, hider mitzvah, and that's why he would have a tinus the entire Erev Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Afilu onish be Yisrael lo yochel ad sheyasif. Mishnah tells us that even a poor man, he must lean, he must do a seba derech chirus as a show of freedom, of being spiritually, physically free. So even an ani, perhaps you would think it's inappropriate for him. Taisa says he has nothing to really lean on, and perhaps an ani, he doesn't exhibit chirus by leaning. It's not. It's not compatible with his social standing. It says the mission, no, even an ani may not eat until he leans. Itmar, now we're going to get into the discussion of Haseba. What requires Haseba? Haseba is a din derabbanan, to lean on one's left, which is their acheris, a show of being free and independent and show of royalty. What does need Haseba and what does not? Itmar, matzo, tzorach Haseba. Matzah, for sure, needs a seba because what's the point of eating matzah? It's a zecher to the geula. Matzah formed because they didn't have enough time. They were chased out. They were left in a hurry. And there was no time for that dough to turn into chametz. Therefore, during the achilas matzah, where you're exhibiting the chayrus, the freedom, you meant to lean, which demonstrates the chayrus. However, says Digmar Moroir, which is just the opposite. It's Derech Shibut. You're coming to commemorate the slavery and the Shibut. Ain't Derech HaSeba. HaSeba there is not in place. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. So we have the widest lines of the Rashbam on bottom, and then right before the wide lines, five lines before that, you'll see the Rashbam begins with Matzah Tzricha HaSeba. Kesho'eichel Matzah shel mitzvah. Laila Rishon, of course, is not matzah throughout Pesach. It means the first night when you're eating the matzah shel mitzvah. Tosa says, the achilas matzah, the afikoyman. It's meant to be behaseba. Kivnei choyren, like free men, shuzeach legula. The point of matzah is an expression and demonstration of geula. Moroir, however, ain't zerach haseba, shuzeach le'avis. Is exactly the opposite. It's meant to demonstrate slavery in Avdus, and therefore Seba is not in place. Continues the Gemara. What about the four cases of Yain? Itmar Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Tzorach HaSeba. We have one version in the name of Rav Nachman that the Shtias Yain needs HaSeba. Itmar Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Ein Tzorach HaSeba. We have another version, quoting Rav Nachman, that a seba is not in place. We seem to have a machlekes. It's actually not a contradiction. It depends which ones of the four cases. Ha betarti kasi kamoi. This is in reference to the first two cases. Ha betarti kasi basroi. And the other version of Rav Nachman is in reference to the second two cases. Now, there's a big difference between the first set of two and the second set. The first set is in the process of describing the geula. We begin with Kiddush, we lead into the Haggadah, and then we drink the second kais. So it's revolving around the description of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Chiris. We don't actually experience Chiris yet. That only happens after the Haggadah. So the second two kaises is drunk when we're already experiencing Chiris. We've already experienced the status of Chiris. We're already out of Mitzrayim. So that's the distinction here. Regarding the first two kaises, there is one halacha. Regarding the second two kaises, we have another halacha regarding Haseba. Now, which way is what? Amri lo lahagisa. Some maintained that we're meant to go in this direction, meaning that the first two kaises need Haseba, as opposed to the second two, which do not need Haseba. Va'amri lo lahagisa. Some had a different approach altogether. The second set, are the ones which are meant to have a seba, but not the first two. And then we'll explain. Amri lo lahagisa. The first approach was the first two kaises need a seba. Tre kasi kamoi bo a seba. The first two need. The hashtahu to kamaschalala. The kamaschala lo cheres. Because now cheres is being initiated. You're discussing it. Yes, Mitzrayim, the Haggadah. You want to demonstrate and exhibit Chiris as you're describing it. You're going out of Golos. You're going out of Mitzrayim. And that's why Haseba is in place by the first two Kaises. Trei Kasi Basroi, as opposed to the second set of two, Lo Yibo Haseba. No, Haseba is required. Why? Da'ava. It's past. It's over. Whatever happened, meaning you've already gone out of Mitzrayim. There's no need to demonstrate it all over again. And therefore, the first two kaises have a seba, but not the second two. V'amri lo lahagisa. Some maintain the opposite approach. Adrabah, just the opposite. Trei kasi basroi bo a seba. The last two need a seba. Hayishata de gahav yecheres. Because at that point, he is experiencing cheres. He's a free man. He's already out of golos. The point is to demonstrate that contrast. Look, the first two cases, I was still Mitzrayim, so to speak. And therefore, they were not drunk, derech cheres. But now, I'm already a free man. I'm independent. Now, look, now I'm drinking derech haseba, derech cheres. So that contrast highlights the newfound status. Trei kasi kamay loibo haseba, as opposed to the first two cups, don't need haseba, dakati avadimo yinu kamar. Because we're still discussing the experience of Adam, you know, we haven't yet been set free. So which way do we go? Is it the first two or the last two hashta? Now the Itmar Hachi. We have one approach which says the first two cases, the other approach which maintains the second cases. So which one do we follow? Idibo Haseba, both sets. The first two and the last two require Haseba. Now, the Rana asks Akasha, Haseba is a Dindar Rabbanon. Don't we know, generally, a Dindar Rabbanon, when there is a suffix regarding Dindar Rabbanon, we go Lekula. Suffix Rabbanon Lekula. Why then does the Gemara say, all four Kaises require Haseba? Answers the Ran. Because in this case, you have a suffix on the first two Kaises. Well, maybe it's the second two. You have a suffix on the second two, maybe it's the first two. In which case, it will result in no Haseba for all four Kaises. You are going to uproot, you're going to eliminate the concept of a seba by Dalat Kaisis, and that we can't do. We can't bring about that the four Kaisis Shal Yain will not have any seba whatsoever, and therefore the Ran says, apparently, it's either nothing, which can't be, and therefore it's all. And all four Kaisis need a seba. Now Kaisis points out, the Gemara speaks about some cases not needing a seba because you're discussing avdus. Well, what about matzah? Why do we say matzah needs a seba? You know, just like the second two cases, the Gemara says, well, it's already a past event. It's already after you've been let out. There's no need to have a seba. Matzah, you're eating during the suda. Why da hava hava? You're done describing the process of Geula. Why is there a point of having a seba by matzah? And Tosfos says like this, that the Torah itself relates the eating of matzah to cheres. It's zeichel cheres. Shalei hispik betzekim lahachmet ashenigalu. We see the Torah itself tells you that matzah is meant to be a show of freedom, a show of cheres. Even though, says Tosfos, matzah is a poor man's bread, it's lacham oini. Still, you meant to eat it derech cheres. And therefore, it applies to the achilas matzah as well as to the afakayma. Continues the Gemara. How do we go about doing a seba? Prakton, lying on flat on one's back. Loishmi a seba. That's not called a seba. That's not derech cheres. That's not the way to eat. Hasebis yimin, loishmi a seba. Likewise, leaning on one's right side does not constitute a seba. Rashbam says it's kind of difficult because you meant to eat with your right hand. V'loyoid. Not only that, it creates a health hazard. Elashem yakdim kana leveshet. V'yavide sakana. By leaning on one's right, it might actually cause the epiglottis to curve upward, in which case the food might enter the kana, the windpipe, as opposed to the veshes, the esophagus, the food pipe. So apparently that happens when you're leaning towards your right. The food might enter the kana as opposed to the veshet. That's why his seba is strictly to one's left. Now the difference between the two pshatim, number one, that it's a convenience concern because he's meant to eat with his right hand. And the second pshat, because of sakana, would be by a lefty. In which case, reason number one wouldn't apply. But reason number two would apply, in fact, in halacha it's brought down that even a lefty should lean on his left, because the second reason of sakana overrides the convenience element. Continues the Gemara. Isha atzal bala loibaya haseba. An isha, a wife, sitting in front of her husband, does not need to do haseba. There's actually a girsa that many Rishonim have. They omit the words atzal bala, in which case every isha will not have haseba. The Rishbam explains that the isha does not need haseba for two reasons. Number one, mepnei emas bala, because of the awe, the fear of her husband, ukfufila, she's subservient to him, and it's not in place for her to exhibit that show of independence in front of her husband. Another pshat in the name of the shultes that Rav Achai is that lav darchayu demnashi lemizga is not common for women to lean while they eat. It's a man's thing to show independence and macho-ness. So according to the first pshat, it would only apply to an isha who is in her husband's presence. Amos Bala precludes Haseba. But the second pshat, that it's not common practice for Nashim to engage in Haseba, well, that would apply to any isha in all circumstances. And in fact, that's how it's brought down halacha, that an isha does not do Haseba. However, says the Gemara, isha chashuba hi tzricha Haseba. If she is a prominent woman, a isha of chashivas, in which case it is a common practice for her, it is in place for her to do a seba. Indeed, she requires a seba. And that's how it's brought down Shulchan Aruch, that a typical isha does not have a seba, but an isha chashiva does. However, the Ramah says that our nashim do not do a seba. Musaymech on the sheet is Rav Yehu, who says that in any case, Haseba b'zmanaz is not really so much in place. It's not our practice to lean. And therefore, when it comes to Noshim or Mekel, there's no Haseba by Noshim b'zmanaz. Continues the Gemara. Ben etzel of, what about a son sitting in front of his father? Boy, Haseba is required. Rashbam says, the loy have a kafaf kol kach. He's not so kafaf. Now, one of the fellows in the share asked, well, if anything, it should be just the opposite, because an isha doesn't really have a mitzvah to fear her husband, whereas a son, ish ima yivav tiro. Why don't we say that the ima, the yira of a son to his father, is actually greater than an isha? So perhaps it appears that the distinction is that an isha is naturally subservient to her husband. She's naturally feels secondary to her husband, which is good. That's the natural state of an isha in a healthy situation. And therefore, there's no room for a seva. But when it comes to a ben, it's a mitzvah. It's something that needs to be an effort. It needs to go into the generating the ema, the yura, that is meant to have for his father. It's not something which is naturally occurring, and therefore, it does not preclude his seva. Continues the Gemara. Iboilu Talmud to Rabbi Mai. What about a Talmud by his Rebbe? Is he compared to a ben who needs a seba, or perhaps he does not need a seba due to the Moira Rabach, which is meant to be Kemar Shamai? Mai Tashma. Omer Rabbi Kiavinon Beimar. When we were present by Mar, our Rebbe Rabba, who was the Rosh Hashiva then, Zaginon Abirki Da Dadi. We would actually lean on each other's knees to fulfill Heseba. Kiasinon be Rav Yosef. When we came to Rav Yosef, who followed as Rosh Hashiva after Rabba, Amarlan, he told us, Loitz Richisu, you don't have to lean, there's no need to make a seba here. Why not? Moira Rabba Kimara Shamayim. The fear that a Talmud is meant to exhibit towards his Rebbe is equated actually to the Yiras Hashem. Let's take a look at Rashbam, two lines from the bottom. The Rabba Malach became Rav Yosef. The Gemara Harris tells us that, Gemara Brachas actually says that Rabba was a Rosh Hashiva before Rav Yosef. So when we came to Rav Yosef, he told us, no. The Moira Rabbah is Kimoy Rosh Hashemayim. The Chsiv is Hashem al Kachatira. S is a reboot. It's coming to add something to Yiras Hashem. The Rabba is something to Chachamim. As we learned earlier in the Afchav Beis, Hishva, Moira Rabbah al Moira Hashemayim. The Torah here equates the Yira for Rebbe to the Yiras Hashem. And since you have Moira Rabbah, Haseba is not appropriate. Continues the Gemara. Meisive, is that so that a Talmud does not engage in Haseba? We have a Braise which says, Ima koil odo meisiv. A person is meant to do Haseba when he's with anybody. Vafilo Talmud etzel Rabbi, even a Talmud with his Rabbi. And this contradicts Rav Yosef's halach. Kitanya hi b'shul yudanagri. We're not speaking about a spiritual Talmud with a Talmud Chacham Rebbe. Rather, we're speaking about a Shul Yud Nagri, an apprentice, a student of a Nagar, of a carpenter, who's learning a profession. In which case, there's no concept of Yira, of Moira Rabbah. And of course, in this case, he's meant to do a Seba, even in the presence of his master, of his teacher. Iboilu, they ask the following Shaila. Shamashmai, what about a servant? Does he do a Seba or not? Toshma, Doma, Shemalevi. Hashama shachal kazayis matzah. Kishu meisiv yotzah. Hashama shu'edis kazayis. When he was leaning, he is yotzah. We learn from here. Meisiv in. Only if he's best seba. Loi meisiv loi. But otherwise he's not yotzah. Shema minah. Boye seba shema minah. It's pretty clear from here that even a shamash, a servant, needs a seba. He's not so bottle. He's not so kafef. He doesn't have that yira. He's simply a servant. And therefore, Haseba in his case is certainly appropriate and required. So in conclusion, we learned about Haseba, in which case a person is meant to lean on his left side. Matzah needs a Haseba, Mara or not. The conclusion was that Yayin, whether the first two cases, in which case he's experiencing Cheres, he's describing Cheres, they need a Haseba, as well as the second two cases, which are drunk after one has already attained the status of Cheres. The conclusion was, we'll machmer on both sets and apply a seba to both. And Isha ordinarily does not need a seba. Isha Chashuva does. A ben with his father does. A Talmud, well, if it's his rabbi, he does not need a seba. If he's just a student learning a profession, a seba is required, as well as by a shamas. Continues the Gemara. Let's proceed to the Dalet Kosis. Va'amar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Even women, Noshim Chayoves Ba'arboa Kosis Halol. Even women are Chayiv in Dalet Kosis. Why would I think otherwise? Explains Tosis, because we know that a mitzvah sasech has man grama. Doesn't apply to Noshim. Now, even though Dalet Kosis is only the Rabbonim, says Tosis, I would assume that they established their halacha similarly to the halachas of Torah. And just as an isha is pata from mitzvahs nishman magromo, she would be pata from dalat koises, And the chiddusher is no. Noshim al-chayiv, why? Says the Moshe, af hein hayu ba'isa ha'nes. Because Noshim as well took part in this. Let's take a look at the Rashbam, and then we'll see Tosis who disagrees. Let's start with the Rashbam on the top line. Sha'af hein hayu ba'isa ha'nes. The Amar b'mesecha soita b'schar Noshim tzitkaniyos. Sha'ayu ba'isa ha'dar nig'alu. The Gemara says, the Geula of Mitzrayim occurred b'schar the righteous women. So we see they were actually a catalyst. They brought about Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were part of the Nes, and therefore they must take part in the celebration, Dalat Koseis, and everything that comes along with them. V'chein gabi mikro Megillah amarachi mishum da'idei Esther hava. Same thing we say regarding Megillah, Noshim achai, because the Nes was brought about by an Isha, Esther Amalka. V'chein gabi Chanukah b'sechel Shabbos. The Nes Chanukah, as we know, the Midrashim speak about Yehudas, who was the catalyst, the tzedekis, was the catalyst of the Nes, for the Chenes Chanukah. That's Rashbam's pshat. Tosis disagrees. He says, according to Rashbam, why does the Gemara say, Noshim achai, Sha'af hein oyu bois ha'nes, because they were also part of the Nes. According to Rashbam, it's not, they were also, they were actually the main feature of the Nes, the main stars. Therefore, Tosis learns differently. Af hein hayu bois ha'nes means they were part of the sakana, which led up to the Nes, part of the travails, part of the hardships, part of the tragedy, the gullus, the difficulties. They've also experienced it. And therefore, it is very much in place for them to celebrate the gula of that Nes, the gula of that shibud, of that sara. The same thing we say about Megillah. They were part of the gzera of Lahashmad al-Laharik. Same thing regarding Chanukah. And that's why they are meant to take place, take part in the mitzvahs that relate to the Nes, which extracted us from the particular hardships. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Abo Koses Halalu, Tzorech Sheyehe Bahen, Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafa. Shmuel tells us as follows. In the former times, they had highly concentrated the wine, which was then diluted to enable its consumption. How much raw, undiluted wine do we need? Says Shmuel, you need to have in each one of the Dalat Koses, Tzorech Sheyehe Bahen Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafa. You need to have enough undiluted wine so that when you dilute it, they would take one part wine, mix it with three parts water. So it was a quarter wine, three quarters water. That's how concentrated it was. You need to have enough of that undiluted wine so that once you dilute it, you have arrived at the amount of a revius, which is the shear of Kos Yafa. Kos Yafa, the Rashbam will tell us, is a Kos Shobech HaSamazen, which was meant to be beautified, cover the mitzvah. So his point is very simple. You're meant to have enough undiluted wine. So after you dilute it, you end up with a revius. Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafa, enough to dilute it, and reach the same shear as the Kos Yafa, which is the revius. Let's see the Rashbam inside. It would be six lines from the top. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmo, Dal Koses Halol, Tzorech Sheyehe Bahen Mechol Echad. He needs to have enough raw wine there. Sheyehe Bahen Mezigas Kos Yafa Shel Bracha. Shi'urai Roiva Revius Log. You need a quarter of a revius halog of undiluted wine. Kadeshims again over Yamad al Revius look. So after you dilute it, you end up with the Revius. To call Chamra Dari al Chatlas Mayel of Chamru, because in those days, when they had this highly concentrated wine, which was actually unique to Eretz Yisrael, a wine which you cannot dilute, three portions water versus one portion wine, is not considered proper wine. In any case, that was the way, that was the recipe. Hacham Afen Shinlob Vesech Hashavz Metziyayim. Now, at this point, the Gemara doesn't know yet that the end result is a revius. The Gemara figures, the mezigas kos yafa, the roiva revius lav chachi urhu. one doesn't realize at this point that this reference to Mezigas Kosyofe is actually a quarter, actually contains a quarter of a revius haluga of raw wine, which will end up being a revius. The Gemara doesn't connect the two. The Gemara will ask it as a kasha, but the Gemara will conclude as such. That's all Shmuel meant to say. He meant to have enough undiluted wine in there, which is a quarter of a revius, so that when you dilute it, you end up with a revius, which is the same as the kosyofe. Now, what is kosyofe? Why? The Gemara there says you have to beautify it. That's why we refer to it as Kosyof. Let's continue the Gemara. What if he didn't dilute his wine? He drank it undiluted. Yatza. He's still Yatza. Suppose he didn't drink the four Kosyofs in their proper Seder, the proper sequence. The first one is meant to be with Kiddush, the second with the Agada, etc. He didn't do that. He knocked them off one at a time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just one after the other. He still Yotze. Hishkemen lebanav lebeis Yotze. If he served some of his wine to his family, he's Yotze. Now the Gemara will go back and explain these halachas. Shosan chay Yotze. This one just said that drinking it raw, undiluted, he can still be Yotze. Amarava yidei yayin Yotze. True, he was Yotze the din of the mitzvah of Arba Koses, because wine is wine is wine. It's a wine, even though it's a forced drink. It's undiluted, difficult to drink it. He was Yotze. Yidei cheres la Yotze, but he wasn't Yotze the concept of cheres. Rashbam says, Kaloyimar einzu mitzvah shlema. It's not a complete preferred manner of doing your mitzvah. Chashivas is drinking something properly. That is a show of freedom, of independence, of royalty. Doing it in a forced manner, in an uncomfortable way, is not chiras, but it's still Yotze, the mitzvah of Dalat Kursus. Shosun Vasachas Rav Amar Yidayin Yotze. So we just said, drinking it all at once, his Yotze. And Rav explains, Yidayin Yotze. Yidayin Arba Kursus La Yotze. He was Yotze what? Not Arba Kosyofs, because Chachamim established a very specific order. So they are Arba Kosyofs. If he drinks them one after another without following the proper order, he's not Yotze. They are Arba Kosyofs. What then did we mean? Vasachas is Yotze. Rav explains, Yedeyayin Yotze. He was Yotze Simchas Yamtiv. That's what he was Yotze. Vesamachta B'chagech. But not the midst of the Alt Kosyofs. Continues the Gemara. Hishkamehen lebanav uliv neivesa yotza. If he served it out to his family, he's yotze. How is that? Amar Nachmar Yitzchak. V'hu de ishti ruba de kasa. That is only if he himself made sure to drink roig of the kais, which Tosfos explains to mean malay lugmav, a cheekful, which is the minimum to be yotze the mitzvah of a kais. So he drank that much, he was Yotze, and then he doled out the rest to his family. Now, interesting, Tosfos back on Tzadik Tesom and Beis brings a raya from this Gemara that only the head of household needs to have Dalat Kosyofs. And they're Yotze by listening to him. You don't have to have each person, each member of the family, have his own personal Kosyof Yayin. Gemara says, he drank roiv, but then he gave them all a bit to drink. Apparently, he was the one who had the kais, not them. But Tosfos actually concludes there, it's better to be machmer and have everybody have their kais. The Ran, however, disagrees. He says, how do you know that's the Pshan the Gemara? Perhaps he fed them the proper amount. He gave them all the roiv revius, a cheekful. True, it was his kais, but it was a jumbo-sized becher. In which case he had enough to hand out a share, a sufficient share to every member of that family. And the chiddush of the Gemara, who dish to rule the kasa, is that the chatchila meant to drink the entire kasa, says the Ran. And even though he only drank roiv, that's okay. So there's a difference in Rishonim, how to learn pshat this Gemara. But in any case, Tosfos himself concludes that it's better to have every person have their own kasa, V'nir lahachmer, he says there, v'lahatzruch arba koyses l'chol echad. Continues the Gemara. Meisivei. Now we're going to go back to the first opening statement of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. The arba koyses are meant to have k'dei mezigas koyes yafa, which the Gemara at this point does not yet connect to Ravis. Meisivei. Of a brisa which says, "Dal koyes alolu, sarach shiyeh behen k'dei revius." The four koyses, each one is meant to have a revius, and this seems to be in contrast with Shmuel, who uses a different term to describe the shiur k'dei mezigas koyes yafa, but the Gemara does not yet connect to revius. The brisa continues. What type of wine? Echad chai, whether undiluted, echad mazik or diluted, echad chadash, whether fresh wine, echad yashan or older wine. Rashbam explains both too fresh and too old are not really high quality and good tasting wines, but in either case he is yaitzeh. Rabbi Omer, sorach sheibay baytam umar yain. You must ensure that it has a high quality taste and also look like wine. It should have that redness, which is a natural wine coloring. We're going to get to that in a moment. In any case, we have a steer. Katani miyas. At any rate, the Brisa says, k'dei revius. What is the share of the kois? A revius. Vat amris kois yafe. Whereas you told me, it needs to be like a kois yafe, which the Gemara does not presume to be revius. Amri, indeed the Gemara responds, idiv idichat shiruhu. Actually, they're both one and the same share. My k'dei mezigas kois yafe. The k'amar, ukol chal v'chad. When he said that, you need to have enough wine to dilute it and get to a kois yafa, it means each one of the four koises need to have enough raw wine, which, when diluted, results in a shear of kois yafa, which means that it will have a total of a shear of revius per kois, and therefore there's no kash from the brisa. Each kois needs to have a revius. Let's go back to his shita. Tzorach shiyeh b'itam umar. Wine is meant to taste and look like wine. Amar of my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What is his makar? Yechsiv al teira yain. Ki yis adam. Pasuk in Mishlei warns a person, don't get drawn, don't get attracted by the taste and the appearance, the color, the attractive color of the red color of wine. Apparently, proper wine, quality wine, is described as something with color, something red, as well as something which has an attractive taste. Let's see the Rashbam. Four lines from the bottom. Al tera yayin. Al tachmud lios rugaboy. Don't desire. Don't catch on the habit of drinking wine. Ki is adam. Michlal di yayin ame mariboy. Apparently wine, proper wine, is meant to have wine color, red. Vitamin ame boy. And of course, it also has a good taste, k'de mahazrole. Shlo yishtakeboy. The fact is, the pasuk needs to warn you, don't get drunk. Apparently, there's something there to draw a person. A taste, as well as color. So in summary, regarding the four koises, which applies to men and to women, we learn that each kois is meant to be a shiravius. They're meant to be drunk. Ala seder. First one kiddush, second one agada, third one halal. The third one, Mechsa Mazen, fourth one, Halal. If he drank them, Chai, undiluted, he's Yotze Dal Kaisis, but not Cheres. Now, of course, Tosis points out that this only applies if the wine needs to be diluted, as opposed to nowadays, where there's no need to do Meziga. We learned that, at a minimum, he's drinking Rav Ravias, and of course, Adaim is preferred. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down that it's mitzvah to use red wine. Tanu Rabbanan hakol chayav barba koyseis ol achayiv. Barba koyseis alalu, echad anoshim, v'echad noshim, v'echad tinoikeis. You're meant to be mechanech, the youngsters as well. Omer b'yuda, v'chi ma'atei elis, yesh l'tinoikeis b'yayin. What's the purpose of giving yayin to tinoikeis? They have no enjoyment from wine. Meaning, true, you're trying to be mechanech them, but even chinech has to be age appropriate. Have to relate to it and have some benefit from it. There's no point in giving them wine to drink. Rather, elam machalken lehen kloyis ve'goyzin be'er pesach. We give them sweets. We give them roasted grain, which still has some sweetness to it, the geizen and nuts, but Pesach, kadesh lo yishnu, v'yishalu, to keep them up, they shouldn't fall asleep, they'll be alert and awake, and they'll engage in the discussion, they'll ask questions regarding our strange practices at the Seder, in which case, we will be makai in the mitzvah, v'gata l'bincha. So skip the wine, just give them some sweets, which they'll appreciate. Omro lov al Rabbi Akiva. The following was said describing Rabbi Akiva, Shay machalik kloyos ve'goyim tenoikis b'Rav Pesach. Indeed, he would dish out these things to the children, kedei shelo yishnu v'yishalu, to keep them awake and inspire them to ask questions. Okay, time for a brief chazara. We started with Rav Sheshes, who fasted throughout Erev Pesach. And the Gemara says because he was unique, he was an istinus, oversensitive to food, and he wanted to maintain the optimal appetite for the mitzvah of matzah. We learned about Aseba, Derech Cheres, and a show of royalty and freedom. Matzah has a seba, Murr, which is Sechel Shiva, doesn't have a seba, Yain, awful Kaisis have a seba, Isha ordinarily does not, but Chashuba does, a Ben Etzel Aviv does, a Talmud Etzel Rabbi does not, unless it's just a teacher or teaching a profession, in which case there's no Moira Rabbach there, and a seba is required. A Shamas, a servant, does lean as well. We learned about the Dalet Kaisis, which apply to men and to women as well, and according to Tanakam of the Brisa later on, even to young children. For chinuch, each kais needs to have a revius. You meant to drink it in its proper order. If he drank it undiluted, he's yaitzi, but chiras not. The Gemara says that if he drank them all together as one, he was yaitzi mitzvahs yamtiv, simchas yamtiv, not the dalet kaisis. Regarding how much to drink, roiv revius is required, which is actually a cheekful. And as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, it is a mitzvah to use red wine. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Akiva would be mechalik the klois for goyim and tenoikos. Some have that minhag today, even though perhaps a goyim are not so attractive for tenoikos today. Some have the minhag dafka to hand out a goyim nuts in keeping with the tradition, the age-old tradition, to keep the kids awake and alert. This way, they will ask the shilas and we will makayin the mitzvah of igad to the mincha. All the best and much hatzlacha.